Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to support the conservation and restoration of Hearst Castle while offering youth programs for underserved students. Discover how you can become a member by going to foundation@hearstcastle.com and learn how you can support this unique and invaluable mission.
We're at the Lodge at Tiburon.
That is correct.
And you're the general manager.
I am. My name is Gary Sturman.
How long have you been here?
It'll be 1 year and a couple weeks, actually. Oh. So I started right after New Year's.
And where did you come from before?
I've actually been in hotels in this area for many years. Before this, I was in Petaluma working for a local family that has hotels in this area. So I always try to keep it local. And
so you know the territory?
I do, yes. And that's what brings me to the area, because I'm very proud of this part of the Bay Area. I grew up in Sonoma County and very happy about what's happening in the future in this area as well.
So totally by choice that you moved here?
That is correct, yes.
Well, right here, Tiburon, I heard of a lot of people that commute on the ferry to San Francisco.
They do, yeah.
That's
yeah.
really cool.
Well, and it's actually benefited us too, you know, as San Francisco hotels fill up or they're too expensive, we see a lot of conventioners, we saw a lot of companies are actually coming here and staying here to get to their conventions or get to their events in San Francisco, because they can reach the Moscone Convention Center very easily once they're here.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the hotel itself.
So this hotel's been here since 1977. It's gone through
the largest?
It's the largest hotel in Tiburon. We're 104 rooms. We're considered like a small full-service hotel because we do have the restaurant, we have a bar, we have the pool, we have event space, and so forth. So we are almost like a little mini resort here in town. Very important to the community, as I've gotten to know and meet people, the local folks. I very quickly understood how important the lodge is to the community, a little center for activities. And
I literally bumped headlong into that when I arrived a few days ago. I tried to get to the lobby, and I had to go through like 1,000 little kids that were having a Christmas party.
I was happy that you actually got to see that
really
here.
Touching, yeah.
And that's, you know, it talks to the point of, you know, how important we are, because the rain came very quickly,
right.
And Santa.
What was that about? You opened up the lodge to a group in
So every year they have the Tiburon Holiday Festival, and normally Santa and his crew are up on Main Street, which is around the corner from here, but when it rains, it's one thing, but it's raining and windy, you know, it's another thing. And so the organizer asked us to accommodate and bring everyone over here, which I believe we're going to be doing in the future as well. This is very happy for us. You know, it brings activity and action, you know, every time we hear fun.
Well, even more touching from my end, it was that community.
Yes, exactly. You know,
it was very poignant.
Exactly. Yeah, I met a lot of folks that I didn't know I knew. They're our neighbors. It's like, oh, I know you.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So mostly free and independent travelers that stay here?
That's correct. Yeah. So it's a combination of leisure, tourist travelers, and business. And, you know, with us coming out of the pandemic, we have a lot of the folks that are coming from San Francisco. We have a lot of corporate groups. You know, the companies are very happy to spend money now as they come out of COVID and don't want to be on Zoom calls anymore, which in itself has been fun, because we sit in the lobby and we have people meeting each other for the first time in person. And it's like, you know, it's like old home week, you know, to these folks who have been seeing each other only in a video for all these years.
So these are like retreat groups that come here?
Exactly, yeah, because we do have enough space here for breakout groups and so forth. I think one of our advantages here is we're sitting in this restaurant, the Tiburon Tavern. It's leased out to a fantastic local couple, very well known in the area, Renzo and Crystal, and they've taken over all our food and beverage and service for the events, and that's one of the reasons people come back, in addition to, of course, our modern rooms and so forth, and the uniqueness of the town where they can walk around, you know, and hit a bunch of restaurants and so forth, more so than we've seen other towns in this area.
You're not a corporate flag hotel.
We are not, yeah. No.
By choice.
That is correct, yeah. So the family that purchased the hotel just before COVID, they have a few flagged hotels. Most of them are independent hotels like this. This is really my forte, having that boutique experience that we can do when you have a staff like we do. It's been here for, you know, 15, 20 years. They're very proud of the work here. It really helps us with bring our guests back. We do have a lot of repeat guests because of the staff and the experience here.
Yeah, people don't realize how important that is. I told you I worked in Carmel Valley. We had a front desk guy that moved up to us from Carmel. And along with his move, he brought like 500 guests from the Carmel Inn.
Yeah, literally.
They followed the front desk guy.
I was thinking about that too after you talked about that. Is Carmel, it's a lot like we have here. You know, we're very compact. You know, there's so many activities, whether it's, you know, nature, going out to the hikes on with all the beautiful views of Angel Island, or you could take an hour drive and be out at the coast in Point Reyes. One of the favorite things we're pushing right now, or, you know, trying to promote, are the wineries. So we're the closest AVA to us is the new Petaluma Gap AVA, which covers many counties. It was an AVA just made a few years ago. So we're working with a lot of those wineries, trying to get our guests over there and have that experience as an alternative to driving all the way in to Napa or to Sonoma. Well, that's what I like about where we are as far as the Petaluma Gap, because those are still the family-owned mom-and-pop wineries where you're going to have a much better guest experience than you would in some other, you know, other winery areas as well. So.
And tasting fees, you don't have to take out a bank loan.
That's correct. Well, as we find is, you know, because in this industry, we're very guest experience oriented. Mm-hmm. What we see with these wineries that are still family owned. And I've gone to wineries, you know, who've been trying to get our business, for example, to bring their wines in. And I'll go in not knowing who, not letting know who I am, and had the best experience with that, you know, and that's how we know what we're doing with our guests, because we want to make sure who we're sending them to are going to have a great experience as well.
That's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit more things you're most proud of, things that are unique and distinctive to the lodge.
Well, the fact that we are one of two hotels, which, and we love Water's Edge. I actually got my career started in this town with a family that owns Water's Edge, which is a very high-end, beautiful hotel. But we are very unique here because we're all encompassing here, so you actually don't have to leave the hotel here. We got the pool and the hot tub and the spa. We got a fitness center, of course, the restaurant. Even the summers, we're coming back and getting ready for next year. We have the pool bar, or the pool pool menus and pool bar we're going to be pitting in. We have on the second floor, we have Renzo, our restaurant folks here are going to have a lot of a lounge up there, you know, for happy hour and so forth. And so just the fact that there's everything here all in one spot.
So it's a destination in itself.
It definitely is. And that's what we see is, you know, we have the repeat guests that come in. And that's one of my favorite things. I'll run the front desk sometimes. I'll be at the front desk just around there. And what brings the area in? Almost every shift I work, oh, we got married here, or we had a honeymoon here 25 years ago, or so forth. And that's what we like to hear, because then we're, you know, making sure that they're having a great time as well, and upgrade them, and, you know.
That's really cool. Okay, to learn more about your world here.
My name is Gary Sturman. As I said, I'm the general manager. And to learn more about the hotel, just visit our website, which is lodgeattiburon.com. Very easy to remember.
Thank you so much. This is great. I'm glad I met you.
Hey, Tom, it's been a pleasure. I've enjoyed listening to your podcast.
Very cool. All right. And I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Tiburon, California. We'll see you here.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guesthouse overlooking the Pacific Ocean. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to support the conservation and restoration of Hearst Castle while offering youth programs for underserved students, preserving the past and inspiring future generations of dreamers. These children experience a world of science, technology, engineering, art, and math at Hearst Castle STEAM, along with studying the legacy of Julia Morgan, one of the most important women in the history of engineering and architecture. The Foundation at Hearst Castle not only changes the lives of children, but also provides lifetime memories and unrivaled experiences for our generous donors and members. Discover how you can become a member by going to foundation@hearstcastle.com and learn how you can support this unique and invaluable mission. You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York, and in fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.